It's a big show live at Bridgestone Arena today, 102.5, 106.3, the game. And our buddy Nick Frazier is back at the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Predators back in action tonight. They'll take on the New Jersey Devils, and it is Captain's Night. And just a captain in our heart, Hal Gill joins us now, presented by Duncan. Skillsy, how are you?
I'm great. I appreciate that. The captain of my heart. What is that, an 80s song?
It is.
Probably.
It is.
Well, it's a good one.
I won't sing it for you. I'll spare you.
Well, I appreciate that. So the Preds are back in action tonight. They did make a couple of moves yesterday that I found curious. I want to start with Phil Tomasino. They send him down to Milwaukee and then recall Igor Afanasyev and Mark Jankowski. But starting with Tomasino, it feels like we've seen glimpses of what he can do. But do you think this is a good way to kind of jumpstart him, maybe help him get his confidence back?
Yeah, I think he just needs to play a bigger role and kind of, you know, you're looking at him. I he kind of came in and I thought he played pretty well, but he was on a fourth line and he was kind of in that grinding position. He had some chemistry with McCarron, and I thought maybe he's turning the corner and he's getting that jump and playing with a little jam to his game. And I thought, you know, moving up, he looked okay playing in a top six role. Maybe on that second line, but I just feel like there was something missing. And I think that the Preds want to see him kind of explode and take over that big role. And I think going to Milwaukee, playing with a team that's having success, and he's going to have a bigger role and he's able to kind of go out there and really demand the puck and play a higher level with more importance. I think that's going to be good for him. So, you know, he's a great kid. I think he was working hard. It's going to take a little time and hopefully he gets some confidence and gets his game to where, you know, if he's not good, he gets to that great level. And that's what I think that they're hoping for in Milwaukee.
Jankowski gets called up, as I mentioned. We've seen him a couple of times, but I'm excited to see Igor Afanasyev. We saw him towards the end of last year, but at 23 years old, he's got 21 goals this year, 42 points. He's had a really nice season in the AHL, yeah. And now he gets another crack at the NHL.
Yeah, both those guys are playing. I mean, that team is playing lights out hockey right now. So you're taking that confidence that they're getting and bringing it into the lineup. And, you know, start with Jankowski. I've always liked his game. Just a reliable guy, can win draws and kill penalties. I feel like he makes a splash, you know, like he's not, I don't know necessarily think you're looking for him to put up big numbers, but I feel like every time he's been with the Preds, he's stepped up in some fashion. And whether it's playing at the end of a game, sealing a win or getting a big goal, and he's kind of stepped up. And so I think that's a good call. And Afanasyev I've been impressed every time I've seen him. I feel like preseason, he goes out there and snipes, and I'm like, oh, this guy, this is exactly what we need. He's got that straight line speed down the wing. He can move, and he can, once he gets his spots, he can shoot. But he just hasn't clicked in the Preds lineup. So I'm hoping he's kind of that fast track that we're talking about, Tomasino trying to make that jump. I'm hoping that Afanasyev has done that and is ready to go. And we'll see tonight. I think I'm excited to see what he can bring, because I think he's got that top end talent that maybe can be that middle six that gets you some secondary scoring.
We're talking to the great Hal Gill this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hal, New Jersey rolls into town tonight. The Preds only face them twice a year. What's and the Devils have to face this too. What's the biggest obstacle when you face a team like this twice a year, when you're so fixated on the Western Conference and playing those teams 1,000 times? What's the biggest obstacle for the Preds tonight taking on the Devils?
Well, I think there's a lot of unknowns, right? When you're playing against an Eastern team and you don't see them that much, you know the guys, you know Jack Hughes, but you've never had him come down the wing on you and cut to the middle, and you know you're not quite up to his speed, and so you're a little tentative playing against some guys like that because you don't want to be too aggressive and get burnt, but you also, you know, you want to play your game. And I think you look at the past and how they played, and they had some great games. There's one game in New Jersey last year that was one of the fastest games I've seen. Just boom, boom, boom. Like, guys were buzzing. And I think Jack Hughes back in the lineup, you're going to see him moving, and he's going to be an impact player. It's a good test, and I think this is going to be probably a fun game because, you know, Tom Fitzgerald in town, and he's got his the captain is bringing a team that is competing for that playoff spot just the same way the Preds are. So they're going to be two hungry teams, and both teams want to play fast. It's just who's going to play faster. I think that's going to be a fun matchup.
So how, as I'm looking at the schedule, I'm thinking, all right, New Jersey tonight, Dallas Thursday, and then I'm like, oh, my goodness, they get a five-game crucial road trip beginning next week. How, as a player, how, or maybe Andrew Burnett could do this, how do you keep you guys focused on the now and not like I just did, like, oh, my Lord, they got a Lewis and Clark road trip coming up?
Yeah. You know what? We were actually talking to Bruno the other day and asking about, because a lot of coaches will do five-game segments, right? And you know, you want to get at least 6 points in those five games. And if you get 8 points, then, you know, maybe you get a day off. It's thrown in there, and they try to sweeten it. And Bruno was kind of poo-pooing on that one. He didn't like that too much. He's like, I'm, as a coach, I want them to win now. And so he's trying to stay in the present, like you said. And it's this is a challenge. I mean, they're right on the cusp of the playoff spot. You're going into the trade deadline where – you know, if the team feels like, hey, Trotsky's going to get us a player. If we get in there by trade deadline, if we're in the playoff spot, maybe we get a player and we're not sellers, you know, like, and I think the guys realize that and they're trying to play in the now and play 2 points at a time. You know, I think this is it's a New Jersey coming in on Tuesday night, maybe not the biggest game ever, but for these guys, I think it is. I think the rest of 29, 30 games, they're dialed in, and they got to focus and get those 2 points. You know, you can't let any game slip. So it's a challenge mentally, I think, for the coaches and for the players, you know, to stay dialed in. And Bruno wasn't letting them slip in practice yesterday. He was all over them. They didn't come to play the way that Bruno wanted them, so he skated them and had a hard practice. And so he's hoping they're dialed in, and, you know, they got to stay in the moment. It's going to be a challenge for the rest of the season.
Hal Gill is with us, presented by Duncan. And you mentioned the trade deadline on March 8th, and, you know, I know Barry Trotz has been pretty open about kind of his thoughts that, you know, he's going to see his players are going to dictate basically what he does. And that's, you know, where the team is at is going to decide. I mean, by my count, there are 9 unrestricted free agents that he could possibly deal at the deadline if he wanted to go that route, or like you said, could add a player. What's kind of the mood in the room going through the next few weeks? I mean, I know it's easy to say, okay, we just got to take this 2 points at a time and we got to just focus on what we can control, but I know they have to be thinking about that too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I think anytime you're a professional athlete, your job is always a number one, right? I mean, you can say I'm playing for the team and I want team success, but like you're still looking out for yourself and you're looking around and maybe that's a shakeup. The moves yesterday is like, you know, Tomasino goes down and I'm sure there's a lot of guys looking around like, okay, I don't want to be the guy that gets sent down. So I got to step up my game. You got two guys coming up that are playing really well and maybe they get your attention. Like, okay, there's a contract out there for some guys. And they're going to work hard for it. You're hoping that the players do it within a team structure. I think that's when you play your best, is when you're playing as part of the team and you know, the team wins and hopefully everyone gets paid. And I think that's what they're looking at right now is, you know, I'm a UFA. It's a contract year. I need to go out there and earn it. Winning helps that, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing is going out and finding ways to win. But I think it has everyone's attention. And as you get closer to the trade deadline, you're looking around. And I like how Trotsky has said that, right? That, hey, the players will determine where this organization goes. And that puts the ball in their court. And, hey, take it and run with it, or you're going to get moved. And so, you know, it's kind of a hard time to go through as a player, but it's also a lot of fun. I miss those days when you're trying to – give everything you got for the team and for your contract.
Hal, I got to ask you this. With Shea Weber in the house, have you ever been on the receiving end of a Shea Weber slap shot?
Yeah. In practice, that's not fun. I won't lie to you. You know, like you're working on the power play and I'm trying to kill penalties, that thing comes in hot. I always said it's one of the most violent slap shots I've ever seen. And I've been on the other team and, you know, telling my forwards, you got to block that because I don't want to have to in front of the net. So, great guy, great captain. But I mean, he was vicious. When he saw red and the wires crossed, I was talking to him last night. He said, I think my son has that too. He's got a 9-year-old that he thinks the wires crossed just the same way Shea does. So that's a little scary that there's more of those Shea Webbers coming along.
Yeah, how beneficial was it for Roman to be able to play alongside him? And I mean, it's all well documented. You know, Suter leaves. It was Weber and Suter for so long. And if Suter doesn't leave, does Roman ever get that opportunity? Well, he did. So how beneficial was it for him to have, you know, a few years to play next to Shea Weber?
Huge, huge. I think, you know, Shea doesn't. He talks, but he doesn't really. You know, he doesn't get in everyone's face and get into the room and go around yelling at guys, right? He leads the way he plays. Like he didn't take a shift off his whole career. And I think for a young guy like Roman, he's just watching the way he plays and what he does and how he behaves, how he holds himself. You know, he was in the gym, you know, like, you know, anytime you went to the rink, you could hear weights getting thrown around and you walk in the room and the weight room and Shea's in there, you know, and he worked at his game and he went about his business, had fun while he was doing it. And I think for a guy like Roman, he's just absorbing all that. Same thing with Fish, you know, like Fish is the same thing, like just a consummate professional, just constantly doing the right thing. And I think for a young guy, that pays the way. This is how it's done and this is what you're supposed to do, kid. And Roman has taken that and run with it.
Well, going to be a fun one tonight and another important one. Skillsy, appreciate it as always, and we'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, and we'll be on the television side of things tonight as the Predators take on the Devils. Max Herz will have pregame for you at 6 with Pete Weber and Jay Moore having the call at 7 o'clock. We'll come back and
you ready? I'm done, time? Man.
You ready?
Let's do
okay.
It.
I'm done. Coming up next, 615-737-1025. What's something that has just made you mad this week? Is it a person? Is it a thing? What are you done with? That's all next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.